Now, to dolls, Barbie and Cindy, they're both dolls, both rather absurdly thin, some might say, and both with a penchant for the high life in the form of sports cars, princess dresses and tiaras. Lamely dolls are different. They were produced after a very successful crowdfunding campaign, and these dolls are so accurate, they're made accurately to sort of standard measurements, that they could probably stand upright in real life. They're based apparently on the measurements of an average 19-year-old woman's body. Also on the shelves this Christmas is a doll called Lottie, whose body is based on the realistic proportions of a 9-year-old. Will children want to play with them? Well, our reporter Anna Bailey has been talking to some at a primary school in London. Here she is asking Lily and Saha what they think of Barbie Princess. They're both six.
I like her dress because it's pretty.
And what do you think, Saha?
I think it's amazing because I can see the sheer beauty.
What makes her beautiful?
Her tiara, her dress and her face stuff.
And what do you think about her figure?
She's perfect.
And does she look like anybody that you know? Does she look very realistic?
No, not really.
Would you like to look like her?
Yes.
And this is Lamely. What do you think of Lamely?
Lamely looks good. Yeah, I like her lashes.
Does she look different to Barbie?
Yes, she does. She doesn't have a dress on. She's wearing a t-shirt and some shorts.
And what do you think of Lottie? She's a lot smaller, isn't she, than the other dolls?
I think she's a little girl who loves football.
And do you like her? Would you play with her?
I don't think so, because I'm not sure if her arms can go a bit higher than it usually does.
Oh, I see. Her arms haven't got very much movement in them. And what do you think? Would you play with her?
Yes, because I like her hair. I like her football kit as well.
Do you play football?
Yeah.
Hello, my name is Oriel and I'm 10 years old.
Hello, my name is Cotter and I'm 9 years old.
So what do you think of Barbie? What kind of shoes has she got on?
High heels, and usually when I have dolls, I don't have that, so I probably like that doll.
And what do you think she does for a living?
I think she stays at home, makes herself look even prettier.
Now, what do you think of Lamely? Does she look slightly different?
Barbie doll is a princess and she's not. She looks like a realistic girl. I think Barbie's slightly better.
So which one do you prefer? Out of the three of them, which one would you play with?
But I'll go for Lottie because I like the fact that they did football, because some girls are not really into princess stuff and glamorous stuff.
Hi, my name is Tibby and I am 9.
Hi, my name is Jamila and I'm 10.
Now, the next doll we've got is Lamely. Is she different to Barbie?
She's different, but not in a bad way. Well, I think her thighs are much more larger than Barbie's thighs, and her arms are less slim than Barbie's.
And we've got Lottie as well. Lottie's wearing her football kit. She's got her trainers on. What do you think about her?
I think it's very cute, and it would be appropriate for little children, 6 and under.
And if you could have one of those for Christmas, which one would you have?
I would get Barbie over Lamely because Barbie has the clothes that I would wear, although Lamely has clothes that I already have.
Do you think Barbie's more of a role model than Lamely?
Yes, I do, because people will think that Barbie is more kind because she's like a princess.
I am Arif and I am 7 years old.
I am 7 years old.
And what's your name?
Sean.
And what do you think to Barbie? I mean, would you play with Barbie?
Well, if I was a girl, definitely.
And what could Barbie do for a living? What do you think she does?
Well, she's multiplied in different sets. She's a horse rider, she's a princess, she's a mermaid.
Right, OK. And we've got Lottie. What do you think of her?
OK, that's just creepy. Lottie can't move her arms all the way around.
So that's important to you, is it? Movement of dolls. And what do you think? Which one do you think represents the girls more?
Lamely, because Lamely looks more realistic.
So out of the three, which would you choose to play with if you had the choice?
I'd play with a big-size robot Lamely.
Right, well, we'll see if we can sort that out for you, a big-sized robot, Lamely. Anna Bailey, our reporter there. With me, Dr. Amanda Gummer, psychologist and founder of FundamentallyChildren.com. Amanda, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And Belinda Palmer's with me in the studio in London, CEO of Lady Geek. Belinda, welcome back to the show. Now, I've just, unfortunately for me, I've just wrenched off Lamely's left hand. I was having a little bit of a play there during that tape. Amanda, we've heard there from a pretty small sample of children. Should children in the 21st century be encouraged to play with dolls?
Oh, absolutely. I think playing with dolls has lots of different functions depending on what type of dolls. You've got the baby dolls, which help children prepare for a new sibling and teach them nurturing and caring. And then there's sort of the more, like the dolls in the piece just then, more sort of the aspiration dolls, the dolls that children relate to. And even between those, they serve different purposes. Barbie is the fantasy doll, the princess, and they, you know, she has all the glitz and glamour that goes with her. The other dolls, if you listen to what the children were saying, it's much more about the accessories and their lifestyle and their the role play and their fantasy. It's much, the kids don't pay an awful lot of attention to the shape and the size of the doll. So in terms of the body image, it's not what, I mean, it's subliminal, but it's not the biggest factor for the kids. It's about their ability to relate to the dolls and to find that sort of imaginative role play that's really important for children.
Belinda, I know that you have been playing at home with your six-year-old daughter and with the Lamely and the Lottie dolls. Mm. What was the reaction?
Well, for me, Lamely is a step in the right direction, but I do think we live in a post-doll era, and I still believe that dolls kind of are about enacting a domestic role play. So I don't love dolls. But actually, when I brought Lamely home to my daughter, she did actually quite enjoy it. But, you know, after
why
10
did she?
Well, she liked dressing it up, and then she brushed the hair, and then it got chucked in the toy box with all the other pink tat that I have in my house.
Oh, but yeah, but Lamely's not pink.
She's not pink, but she is kind of, you know, it's, there's not much you can do. And actually, what I'd rather my daughter do is spend half an hour on Minecraft, which is like an online Lego game, building a house as opposed to dressing up a doll and putting it in a house she's already been given.
Amanda?
I think children should be free to play in lots of different ways, and some children will prefer the online world and the other children will prefer the construction games. We at Fundamentally Children and at the Good Toy Guide, we promote the idea of a balanced play diet. So screen time's good, but there's lots of different types of play, and it's very much about letting the child have access to the play that they have. And if we're talking about dolls, it's really important that children are trying on different identities, and they, as especially sort of from the age of sort of 5 and 6, their sense of identity is developing, and they're trying to figure out who they are and what they want to be in the world. And playing with dolls and dressing up dolls and, you know, having one being a footballer or having one being a horse rider or a vet or whatever it is that the doll becomes is a way of the children exploring those kind of personalities and characteristics, and it's helping them form their own sense of identity. So I don't put dolls in the plastic tat category.
No, Belinda, however wonderful our internet and our social media future might look, in the end, what really counts is how we get on with other human beings, or at least I hope it does. And as Amanda indicates there, playing with dolls is not actually a bad preparation for the real world at all.
Well, I don't agree. I think any toy encourages role play and facilitates that kind of imaginative thinking. And actually what we want is not to segregate toys. We don't want, as I said, I've got the pink toy box. I've also got the blue toy box, black toy box for my son. What I don't want is two separate toy boxes. What we should be encouraging, the way to develop empathy, is to actually get young, you know, girls and boys together playing constructively. You know, that doesn't have to be in the online world. I mean, Loom Bands are fantastic example of actually creative play with both boys and girls. I'm sick of going to the toy shop and seeing science kits in the boys' aisles and pink tat in the girls' aisles, and that's what I'm really sick of.
Amanda?
That's a different argument though, isn't it? I mean, boys can play with dolls, girls can play with construction toys. Children should be free to play with what they want to play with, but playing with dolls has an important function in teaching children about empathy and communication and role playing and all the important skills that they get from that they need for later life.
Well, I looked on your website and, you know, the first thing I saw was action toys for boys, and it was a bike. You know, a bike is the most gender neutral toy there is. So I do think there is a need to actually stop segregating. I think it's a really important point that will achieve the objective.
Match attacks are football cards, aren't they, which figure very, very importantly in the lives of lots and lots of young boys. And I know, Belinda, you feel that there's a real argument now for getting female footballers on those cards.
Yeah, my son, he's 8 and he's obsessed with match attacks and they're football trading cards.
You can swap them, can't you?
You can swap them. And he came home and said, oh, you know, why don't girls play football, mummy? And these match attacks are exclusively male football players. And what I'd like to do and what I'm campaigning for is to get female footballers on the cards. Because I think, again, if we can influence boys, what they're using as well, we can actually change things and make it less about pink it and shrink it.
But that's bigger than just the toy industry, isn't it?
I mean, of course it is.
Whilst you've got the Premier League, which is massive and, you know, has such a huge following, you don't have the same appeal for women's football. So it's a whole society thing that changes, and it would be lovely to see it, but it's not about whether boys or girls choose to play with one toy or another.
Amanda, a number of people have picked out on Twitter the fact that the young children that Anna Bailey spoke to at that primary school didn't, in effect, some people are saying, didn't give the right answers. They didn't perhaps give the answers that feminists might like, actually. And Amanda, that's an uncomfortable truth to some people, isn't it?
It is, and there are biological differences between girls and boys, and it's really important to just let children make their own choices without stigma. So if girls want to play with dolls, that's great. If boys want to play with dolls, that's great too. And it doesn't... I think what we need to get rid of is this is a boy's toy and this is a girl's toy, but actually acknowledge the fact that girls and boys tend to choose different ways of playing and they develop different skills through those different methods.
Very briefly, Belinda, chance to reply to that.
I think it absolutely is about what's creative and imaginative, but let's not limit ourselves to dolls, which tend to be static, things that just are quite boring, in my opinion.
Oh, I don't know. I'm going to take Lamely home with me and I'm sure we can have a very creative evening together. Oh, I'm going out, so maybe she can come with me when I go out. Thank you both very much. Good to see you, Belinda. And Amanda, thank you for your contribution. Lots of Twitter reaction to that. Keep your thoughts coming at BBC Woman's Hour. And if you can't listen live on a daily basis to the programme, the podcast is there for you. We usually sneak in some additional material if we possibly can. It comes into your inbox around about, I don't know, 5-6 o'clock in the evening. Ideal then to listen to Woman's Hour during the evening if you get the chance, or indeed at your own convenience. Just go to the website and subscribe. It won't cost you anything, to the Woman's Hour podcast.